Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
It has been known that at the Masters and the practice rounds, he had 142 miles per hour in his club speed swing. All right. Back surgery in 2 years for Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, man, no man.
An event like any other.
Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Still makes me laugh every time I hear it, and I've heard it over 100 times. Hey, Braves fans, Braves sweep the doubleheader with the Nats today. They win the series. Five scoreless innings, and we get the W. Mike, what about Sean Newcomb to finish it, man?
Braves win. Yeah, man. Newcomb strikes out the side. And again, I was like, wow. You know, I wasn't sure if they – Will Smith had pitched earlier, so you know how it is. Heaven forbid a guy would do, you know, two outings in a doubleheader car. Not anymore. But, man, Sean Newcomb was throwing gas, had great location, moving it around. I mean – and then goes high, got a couple of high strikeouts as well. I mean, some chin music, and those guys are swinging. So great outing for Sean Newcomb. Let's hope. I always feel it's about a confidence thing with him. Well, you couldn't have a better outing than that for Sean Newcomb, and the Braves are now 2-4 on the season.
All right, man. More on this coming up as our most important story of the day is on the way. Next stop is Truist Park for the Braves, and that means their home opener, which, you know, again, hopefully we can build some more momentum. Plus, we owe the Phillies after the way the season started. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes.
Unfinished business. Yeah.
We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Lots of guys chiming in on various conversations today, including one on the Hawks. Do you believe what you're seeing with the way this team has played? They've run off now 4 consecutive games. Everybody seems to be scoring and having fun. Last night we had 11 threes. We'll let you hear from Trey on last night's game. Tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as soon as Mike and I get done, you've got the pregame show and then Memphis tonight. So, you know, it's one of those things back-to-back. I saw where Clint Capella was questionable, Mike. I don't know if he's going to play because they always seem to, when these back-to-back games,
yeah, somebody get some load management.
Yeah, he might not play tonight, so we'll see how things go.
Gallinari is on the Hawks. Injury report is questionable with left knee soreness, according to our Mike Conti from earlier this afternoon. We'll have another update here in a little bit. 7:30, by the way, for an 8 o'clock tip in Memphis.
Correct, 7:30 pregame. All right, guys, it is Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media. Find us on Twitch, ATL929 The Game. We're live there. Make sure you subscribe. Get that exclusive content. We're on the gram as well. And go check out Hey Man L Watermelon Lime. Let's get to the top three. Well, let's start with the Hawks, man. They're playing well right now. Again, DeAndre Hunter will miss the next few games. John Collins has missed his fourth straight game. He will not play tonight. That'll be 5. We'll see how many he's going to be out. But the team is responding. Trey said last night, Mike, they were just out there doing their thing.
Nah, it didn't. It really just felt like we were just out there playing and having fun. And whenever you're doing that, whenever you're just out there playing and having fun, things like that are going to happen.
You know, it's funny. We joked around about it earlier. You know, there was a point in that third quarter where nothing was not going in. I mean, everything went in. 11 threes. You know, Bogey was hot. Trey was hot. Trey. And I joked around about it earlier. Sometimes, you know, it's like he slow rolls it. You know, it looks like there's nothing happening in half court, right, as far as whatever the play was. And then Trey literally like, whoomph, like just throws it from the hip and like nothing but net. So they scored 46 in the third. It was just a lot of fun to watch, and needless to say, they weren't going to win the rebounding game with Zion, who was, I mean, that's the first, that's probably the first time I've watched 48 minutes of Zion. Man, holy shnikes, but we get the win, And we're doing this without the big, you know, the big stars, man. No John Collins, we already mentioned. No DeAndre Hunter. Cam is still a work in progress. But, Carl, that's big for Nate, who, by the way, is now 15-5 since taking over for Lloyd Pierce.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is big. Let's hear from Nate McMillan talking about, you know, he still feels like the defense needs to be better. But, you know, coach is always looking to work on things.
I thought we played soft in that first half. We were allowing those guys to pretty much run their offense as if it was 5-1-0 out there. And I thought we just wanted to turn up our defense, our defensive pressure in that third quarter. I thought we did that. And it led to us being able to get out, get into transition, get a rhythm on the offensive end of the floor.
See, he was like Larry Doby and Starsky and Hutch. I mean, not Larry Doby, the American leaguer, but Captain Doby. He cracked the whip. Carly got into it. He laid into him. He said, we're going to tighten up the defense. You guys, get out of here. And they did a nice job.
But you know what? When you're scoring and having fun like they were, it became a situation where the opponent, which was New Orleans last night, they just couldn't keep up. You know, so yes, right. I do agree with him.
They're working at the Zion in the post. We're just pop, pop, pop. We're just popping those threes.
This is where we do need to get better, is on the defensive end. Hey, Nate McMillan, though, let's hear him about the ball movement. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our top three at six, guys. Here's what he said about moving the ball, which got us all those looks at the basket.
We feel that we got shooters on the perimeter. Sometimes we're pounding the ball too much. When teams are trapping and they have two on the ball, we got to get the ball out quickly, get the ball to the weak side. And, you know, when we do that, we have shooters over there that can knock down some shots. And tonight we started to do that the second half. I think it was pretty obvious in the third quarter. We got open looks. We moved the ball. And, you know, those shots are shots that those guys practice every day.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine him answering that question, and Trey's like, Coach, I'm right here. I'm over here, Coach. You know, but, yeah, you know, he's right, though. I mean, that's, you know, I'm sure that's a conversation he's having with Trey, right?
I'm sure it is. I mean, in you know, when you swing it, you know, you get that extra pass. It's always the third pass, and that guy's going to be wide open. But you got to get the ball out of the hands of the guy that is, you know, in trouble or getting trapped. It's Dukes and Bill, top three at six, brought to you by our friends at New Realm Brewing Company. Their Hoptropolis IPA is out. It's an American IPA with tropical fruit, floral, citrus, and stone hop aromatics. Hoptropolis IPA, tropical allure, juicy hop bliss. Mike, what did you make of Atlanta United last night?
Man, it was unbelievable. And if you guys have listened to us over the years, you know, we kind of like get worried about this because the field usually like a cow pasture, the referee let the guys get mugged, and none of that happened. It was really cool. And if anything, the Alajuelense side was kind of not really knowing what we were because they had no tape on us. Because we've got, you know, Darren Eales added so many guys. They weren't really sure, you know, when Joseph was going to come in the game. And Joseph eventually came in late in the second. But we had a situation last night where a lazy pass from Barco creates basically the score, the player for the Costa Rican team bearing down to get the ball. Brad Guzan comes out. And he's a touch late. He takes the guy out, and that results in a red card. So now we're on the road in another country with 10 guys, and we just lost our star goalkeeper, which means we got to put the 18-year-old in, Rocco Rios Novo. I got to get the jersey, Carl. Kid was unbelievable. Guy was money. He comes in. He's pulling saves out of his hanky. They didn't really attack till late, and this kid was doing great stuff. And then we get a situation where we press the attack. They get a handball. I don't know, Carl. The guy's face, his nose was bleeding. It was a combination of faceball and handball. And then Barco scored the goal to win the game. So we got our first CONCACAF road win in franchise history.
Yeah, we were 0-3-1. Barco with the penalty kick, which was huge. And again, you know, those were the things last year, similarly, we didn't convert on, right? We'd have penalty kicks, and you just didn't get it. That was a big kick, and the goaltending was amazing. You're absolutely right. Six saves for the kid. Novo! And now, April 13th, you come back for the second leg of this thing. For those of you who are not familiar, usually when we've lost in the past, we have to come back and do something spectacular in the second leg because you have to outscore. It's a cumulative score. So now we're in control of this thing, and we really have a chance to advance. So I'm excited about it. And remember, Joseph Martinez was on the bench last night. So he did not start. And they were able to maneuver Mike and get a W. I thought that was positive as well.
Right. We got
to
get rid of that Joseph Mann bun with the blonde hair thing. But other than that, Carl, yeah, it was good. And Sosa, let me tell you about Sosa. We got some young guys, and I know the Darren Eels, we're going to get to know some of these guys, United fans that are hardcore, have been following this. But, Carl, we've got some really exciting young players. And if we can get everybody together on the same page, we could be as dynamic as what you saw, you know, LA Galaxy, or actually what the LAFC was, what we looked like, you know, a couple of years ago. I really do believe that this team is going to be back to our form from 18 and 19.
More on the Braves coming up as part of our most important story of the day in 10 minutes. Meanwhile, other things going on around the world of sports as we talk about our top three at six, guys. Tiger Woods, Mike, you brought it up. We've talked about it today. We kind of figured, right, it was speeding, but now it's official. I didn't think this was a story because, again, we had kind of moved past this, mm-hmm. but it was put out there that Tiger was going, what, 87 or something like that, 45?
It's a place where there's been a lot of wrecks, but and the sheriff's department said, look, we're not playing special favorites. Of course, everybody's being cynical about that, but because there was no witnesses, they have the telemetry off the car, but there's no other, you know, they're not charging with reckless driving or other things. So in California, they can say, look, we're not gonna treat you any different, whoever you are out there listening to the show. So Tiger gets a bit of a pass, some would feel. I wasn't there. The car left the road. He's lucky to be alive. I said, enough with the pound of flesh. Everybody, what do you want? Toxicology reports? You weren't going to get it from the LA. In one case, I think maybe, I don't know if there's any correlation, Carl, with what happened with Kobe, but they were going to play this one much tighter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know there's a fatality involved with Kobe, but they were really sloppy and letting things from the crime scene get out in this one, or the side of the helicopter crash, I should say. But in this case, they really played it close to the vest, and good for Tiger. Tiger, yeah. By the way, issued a thank you to the LA Sheriff's Department in a statement on his, I guess, social media page.
Yeah, I love the interaction between Freddie Couples and Tiger. Freddie sent out a picture saying, I'm going to miss you at the Champions Dinner. And Tiger hit him back saying, yeah, I'm going to miss running up Dustin Johnson's bill at the dinner. And I kind of got a kick out of that. But he will not be there. Speaking of the Masters, it starts tomorrow, Mike. So when we come on, obviously it will be underway. What do you think? Who do you have winning the Masters?
Well, we did the odds earlier today, and all the usual suspects, all the guys that have been hot of late, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, obviously gonna get, you know, not going to get great odds on Dustin Johnson, who did an amazing job. Different conditions, of course, from the fall and how quickly we turned it around. They didn't have the par three. They just had coverage on ESPN of the practice rounds today. But I don't know, man. Mark, let me punch up all these odds so I give you all the Masters odds. I'll give you all the names. I'm going to go with Justin Thomas. I think he can compartmentalize. I think Spieth, it was great to see him do his thing to get in here in the last tournament and with the Valero Open. But I'm going to go with Justin Thomas.
Yeah, it's just hard to defend this thing. I mean, there's only four guys that have done it, or check that, three guys that have done it. When right. you talk about defending the Masters title, yes, Tigers did it in 01, 02. Jack back in the 60s, 65, 66, and then Faldo, 89, 90.
Right.
That's it. So when you talk about a guy like Dustin Johnson, who was amazing last year, guys, I mean, he was just on fire. I mentioned this earlier. He had four bogeys, the fewest in Masters history. It's one of those things where you go, okay, can he do that again? He had two rounds of 65. I don't see that with Dustin Johnson. I think he might be in the hunt, but right. I don't see that. That was a special performance. With that said, I said earlier, and I'll stick with it, just because of the momentum, I think Spieth is all about confidence. His game has always been there, but he needed a win desperately. And last right. week, with some pressure on, different circumstances, I get it. The Valero's not the Masters, but he was able to come through. I think he's going to build off that.
Dustin Johnson 9-1, Spieth and Thomas 10-1, DeChambeau 11-1. I love John Rahm. I said big galoot. Go with that cat. I love that guy. But a guy, if you really want some money, you want to win some odds, you got Morikawa, the PGA champion, at 30-1.
So he's good. He's so good. Yeah. I don't get that.
Well, I mean, there's been some uneven play. Rory McIlroy, we talked about earlier with Squid Billy. He can't seem to close tournaments out late and have like those really big important, you know, the money shots on Saturday and Sunday. Either way, DeChambeau's a guy. I said to Carl earlier, what's the over-under for how many meetings with officials? If he's on pine straw, a twig is moved.
yeah.
He's laying under a patron's foldable chair.
It's going to happen.
But either way, the guy won the U.S. Open last year. I know he's a pain in the neck, but his style, again, if he's making the right decisions, I don't think you can count him out. He's 11-1.
All right.
An event like any other.
No, Mark James, that's not right. That's not accurate. It's a tradition, unlike, and never mind.
I really do want to see. Now, DeChambeau's been practicing with a different driver. I want to see if he's going to try to really challenge this thing. You know what I mean? Are you really going to go for it? Because this is not the, I don't think this is the course to try to do that. But we will see, Mike. with the revamp Masters as far as the, with the course layout. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. It's top three at six. I love the way he bombs the ball, but I just don't think that.
Well,
that's
I mean,
gonna
what are you going to do? I mean, is he going to try to hit a draw over Rays Creek and be on in that, one
that's
on 13?
I mean, come on. Why not? You might be practicing that as we speak.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. Don't get me wrong, but it's going to be amazing to see. It is every single hole on the golf course. You can't wait to see the best. It's a shame the Tiger's not there, obviously, which always adds some extra sauce. But again, there's been some really interesting storylines this year, so can't wait.
Yeah, the Masters starts tomorrow. All right, we're coming back. We're going to get into the Braves because it is the most important story of the day. We needed a win. We not only got one, we got two. How did it go down?
The most important story of the day.
Oh, it's the Braves. Give me two. They take two in a doubleheader against the Nats. And let's go back to yesterday because as we were finishing things up, literally, as we got off the air, Soto was finishing a game with a walk-off for the Nats after we had hit four solo home runs. Acuna had two, Dansby, Freddie, they go deep, but we weren't able to hold on. So the Braves were winless going into the day to start this doubleheader, Mike, and at noon, the game started, and you're going, all right, hey, we got Freed on the hill. We're going to be all right. But he only pitched two innings.
Yeah, he got hit in the leg on a comebacker, and he's not having a great day in the office, truth be told, and he left some guys on base, and I think it was five earned runs altogether. But Freed struggled, but they're saying it's not serious, which is good news. We also got some news about Soroka we're going to tell you in just a second. But because Freed had to come out, you really had to use a lot of the bullpen. So then you got a guy who's kind of a setup man, middle reliever, starting the second game. You're a little concerned, but he did a hell of a job, man.
Yeah, he was great. So we get the
first Oscar, you know.
Yeah, we get the first game, and the second game was one of those things where you were concerned because it's what we call a bullpen game. It goes back to the playoffs where you're not going to have a starter out there. You're going to have a long relief guy, a guy that's stretched out who can give you five, six innings. And you know what is that guy? He, I think, has opened himself up for more opportunities, Mike, especially with the news that we're about to tell you in regards to Mike Soroka. Yeah, he felt discomfort while pitching at the alternate site yesterday, is what Snit said. And so, no structural damage, but they just don't want to take any chances when you have inflammation like this and you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable. So, you know, as I said, because it sucks. As one of our listeners said, Dukes, yeah, I'd rather happen now than later. Okay, I understand that. But this just pushes his timeline back. We had Alex Anthopoulos on right before the season started, and he was telling us, somewhere in the last week of April that they were looking at Soroka to be back. Part of the problem with this, guys, is minor league baseball, especially the AAA level, hasn't started. They pushed that back a month because of COVID and all the things that are going on. Focus is get the major league season started. So normally, you know, these coincide and you'd have games and you'd have things that are going on and Soroka could be getting his work in. So the alternate site is a little bit different. It literally is just that. And so because of that, the timeline has been pushed back a little bit, Mike. I am concerned because, again, anytime you have lingering things like this, you and I both know the only thing that makes it better is rest. And now we're about to start the season. He's not getting that.
All this about Soroka.
Good point. All right, so that's the bad news. And again, it's not terrible. He will be back, and and it's just going to push him back an extra couple of weeks. The good news is, you know, as we were talking about, five scoreless innings. He had never, this is the thing about today, completed more than four innings. And this is just the second time, in his career, where he's completed more than three innings, Mike. So he was a guy, again, that was a highly touted, you know, a guy that when he was coming out, they said this guy's going to be a solid starter, and he may just turn into that for us. And that's the craziness about, you know, because he's been coming out of the bullpen. So great outing for him. He was pitch for pitch with Strasburg, and we were able to pull out a victory. What about Sean Newcomb? We asked you about this earlier. There goes that panda. Yeah. That's ugly. You know, well, yeah, man. I mean, he hit two home runs yesterday. Acuña has the most career leadoff home runs before turning 24 years old than anybody. Hanley Ramirez, Barry Bonds. I mean, so what he's doing, again, it is incredible and, you know, stuff of legends because he's been that good. I need these other guys to hit, though, Mike. And you know, here they come home now. We're going to take on the Phillies to start a three-game set, you know, at Truist Park. And then we get the Marlins. I need these guys to pick the bats up and start hitting. And hopefully that clicks here at home. I'm hoping. You're right. All right, guys, what are you thinking? How are you feeling? Braves get two today, and so that whole winless thing, we're going to win some games. We're going to be all right. 404-741-0929. You can always text us. Great tweets coming in as well at Mike Bell ATL. And put them up. See Dukes. Find us, Dukes and Bell 929, this radio station, 929, The Game. Lots of guys responding. Everybody loves Pablo. Pablo. Sandoval. Everybody loves, yes. But everybody loves Sandoval because, you know, again, I think some people were worried about the bench. And this guy, this is what he was doing in spring training. And it's translated. He was hitting 429. He didn't strike out a whole lot. He comes in these big moments, and this is all they're asking him to do. Again, he doesn't have to be a Gold Glove guy. So, Mike, hopefully, you know, he can do his part. But we're still going to need some other guys off the bench to contribute. There's no doubt. So, news again, if you're just joining us, Soroka will be shut down for 2 weeks with shoulder inflammation. So, we were waiting and seeing, hopefully he was going to come back soon, maybe by the end of the month. That's not going to happen. Speaking of injuries, Mike, while we're talking about it, game winner's on the way. Hawks taking on Memphis tonight. Capella out. Told you. Gallinari out. Collins out. Hunter out. Reddish out. Dunn out. Who's playing? Who's playing tonight? Nathan Knight, get ready, baby. So, yeah, complete injury report. Okay. Hey, Nathan Knight got the Dukes and Bell bump, baby. He's going to come in and dunk on somebody tonight. Left ankle soreness for Gallo and Capella is Achilles soreness back to back. So that's the deal. And Collins is missing another game. We talked about it. He missed his fourth yesterday, and this will be his fifth game. All right, guys, it is Dukes and Bell. Braves, I feel a lot better about the Braves after these two wins today, Mike. And these were kind of gut-wrenching games, you know, when you talk about the bullpen coming through. So hopefully they build some confidence. Love to hear from you guys. A lot of guys chiming in on that, as well as our Hawks poll, which is very simple. Are the Hawks a top four team with the way that they've been playing? Now, if you find a way to win tonight, Mike, again, with all these guys being out, and it's who's to say that they won't, again, I think it shows the depth of the team, even though we're still not overcoming all the injuries that we've encountered. I'm sorry. Guy named, well, you know, Cy the blank hole. That's his Twitter handle. He says, guys, you know, with all the players out, you know what that means? Taco Fall will be the attraction. Cy, I love you, man. That's hilarious. Oh. Cy listens to the show. Cy the blank hole. Appreciate that. And he literally puts it in capital letters, Mike. Taco Fall will be the attraction.
Taco Fall. Taco Fall would be the attraction.
All this about Soroka.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Now there's banging on doors in here. if you hear that, that's my version of this is I want to go back to the studio so bad.
Yeah, that cat been getting like from what I've heard, that cat been getting on your nerves the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, bro. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on, man. No, man. Well, yeah. You could have brought your own. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. All right, let's get to tonight's game winner, man. Cerveza, please. Cerveza. Give me a red stripe.
I'm Will Guerra from your Game Time Traffic Center. This traffic report brought to you by Country Financial. A couple of secondary road troubles. First of all, in Roswell, a crash in the right lane, Holcomb Bridge Road eastbound near Dogwood Road. And then also watch for some trouble with this crash, Claremont. This is north at Briarcliff. That's causing big delays. You may want to take North Druid Hills as an alternate. Things are easing up quite nicely if you're heading out towards the northern suburbs. 75, a little extra volume right by 575, and still looking at a slow ride on the downtown connector in both directions. Country Financial, protecting what's important to you and preparing for your financial future, doesn't have to be complicated. Take it one step at a time at countryfinancial.com. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Will Guerra on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Yeah, man, National Beer Day. And again, we love beer. And that's why we have our beer. And thanks to you guys, we're selling a lot of it. As you and Fricky pointed out, despite the fact we haven't given them any for free. Hey, man, what's your favorite brew? And you're not going to hurt our feelings. We do know that you love our Hey Man Ale. And again, it's selling really well. We got the list up. Put them up, C-Dukes, Mike Bell ATL, and Oconee Brewing. He's got all the different locations, Carl. They're getting added every day as the Watermelon Lime Summer Brew is hitting out.
I can't wait to get people's reaction in checking it out, tasting it, and then saying, I can't live without this beer.
Yeah, so. Man. No, I just, I like it. I go through, like, phases. You know, I like something a little heartier in the summer or the wintertime, a little bit lighter in the summer. But I like Mexican beers. I love Pacifico. I love, I like Modelo. Anything that rhymes. You know, we always love when we're out there for the fights in Vegas. How about a Tecate Canelo? So I'm a big Mexican brew guy. Hey, what's your beer, Carl, when you're not drinking our beer?
No, I'm serious. I like Red Stripe. I also like, listen, I'm simple, man. My dad was a Bud guy.
Right.
So, you know, I'll drink a Bud or Bud Light. I mean, yeah. Just because I think growing up, seeing that and it being a part of my life. But I will tell you, man, I also will drink, Mike, a Heineken every now and then.
Look at you, an aristocrat. So, hey, man, maybe you go high-end, low-end, because like Randy Mack, he drinks Busch Light. If I get it, I had some at the race last time. Yeah, I'll drink Busch Light. I don't care. Natty Light at college. You're on a budget. 404-741-0929. Hey, man,
you
what's your...
get a lot of that Natty Light, though.
Hey, man, what's your brew?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
The beer in my hand's my favorite beer.
That's true. Whichever one, it's like, again, what's your favorite beach, wherever you are, you know what I mean? What's your favorite strip club? Whichever one you're in.
Yeah, but you got to tell us. You got to tell us what is that?
Whatever beer he's got. He fears no beer.
I fear no beer.
I had that. You know what? I got to bring that T-shirt back. I fear no beer. Hey, man, you're on the radio. All Larry drinks is Miller Lite. That's all he drinks. Yeah. All he ever drinks. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got, man?
Hey, man.
Oh,
when I'm not drinking a Cuba Libre, man. I prefer to drink a Modelo, man, especially summertime. That's the good one, Modelo Especial.
Right on.
Modelo's great.
It's a pain in the ass with the foil, though. You know, when you get the... That's too much work. I mean, no, Artie, when I go to Vortex...
Marketing.
No. I mean, my beer other than ours, and again, whenever we go to Vortex here in Midtown, I get a Modelo, and I spend half the time unwrapping the damn thing. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey,
man, a Hey Man Ale is always the best. But, hey, man, it depends on the season. If it's hot and it's summertime, you're on a topless beach in Sweden, hey, man, I got to get some Peroni, some Stella, Red Stripe, you know, maybe a Dos Equis. Love that one.
Right on.
Hey, if it's wintertime and we're skiing, man, give me a Victory Golden Monkey or a Guinness.
Guinness. Nice call.
Yeah, good man. Call. Guinness, we didn't do the perfect pint contest this year, which is always a blast. But, yeah, by the way, when we were in Spain 2 summers ago, seems like forever, Alhambra, Carl, was the tasty brew that we drank, like, everywhere we went. It was fantastic. It's a glass bottle with no paper on the label. It's just a glass bottle. If you ever get your hands on it, it's delish. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your brew?
Was that in Barcelona? Where was
it? Yeah, Barcelona. Okay. You got to say Barcelona like that, Carl, or Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Or in Madrid. They don't play in Madrid. They don't. There's none of the Catalonian stuff. Hey, man, you're on the radio, man. What you got?
Hey, man.
What's your brew? Yo, man.
Hey, man. If it's me, I'm regular Miller Lite, but I used to like the Moosehead, but I don't know if they still drink. I'll have that. But.
Where is that? I gotta, you know what, bro?
Moosehead.
That was part of my beer bottle collection. We used to drink Moosehead at hockey camp.
Wow.
I was in London, Ontario, drinking Moosehead.
I haven't seen a Moosehead in years.
Wow. Yeah. Man, good pull. Hey, man, Molson. I love Molson, too. You're on the radio, bro. What do you got? What's your brew? National Beer Day today. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, when I was younger, my favorite beer was Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull. But in my more refined days and years, it is Michelob Ultra. Let's go, Hawks.
Nice. There you go. And he worked in a local team reference. Nice job.
I love it, man. Hawks tonight against Memphis, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock, too.
Now, the problem is for Irish people like myself, meaning I like a lot of beer, when you drink the Michelob, you got to drink like 50 of them to get a buzz.
Yeah. Listen,
I mean, my problem, but I'm just saying.
No. Here's the deal. When you are watching your diet, it's great. The problem is you're not going to get drunk. It's great if you want to just drink and you're trying to watch it. But, right. Mike, I'm with you. If you got to drink a damn 12 to try to get a buzz.
Right. That's right, brother. Brother. Hey, man, you're on the radio, man. What's your beer? Can be high-end, can be low-end. No wrong answers here.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm going to go with a local brewery Monday night. Space Lettuce, the double IPA. Real smooth, great beer.
Nice. I mean, that's why we did our own beer with Hey Man. We had to maintain street cred with the hipsters out there. We had to have a hop, a little hoppy bite. And that's why, you know, some guys, when we came out with a watermelon lime, like, watermelon lime?
Yeah.
It's still got the bite on the back end. You'll dig it. I'm telling you. I know people are like, you've sold past the close on the watermelon lime, Carl. But it's when you get it, you will know. Hey Man, you're on the radio. What do you got? What's your beer on National Beer Day?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, by Tank 7 by Boulevard Brewing Company.
Okay.
What is it? What is it? I missed that.
Is that Tech 7? Is that what he said, Chris? Okay.
Okay. I missed that.
I think there was some cannabis involved in that conversation in addition to some alcohol, to be quite honest.
Maybe there was.
Did I tell you how many people were burning one today when I was driving to work on the highway?
No.
My God. You could get a gosh darn contact high on the connector. And that was at 1 o'clock today.
Wow.
I mean, every car.
You did have the top down.
Yeah, and believe me, I was taking it in. It was not carbon monoxide I was worried about. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro.
It was the good stuff.
Well, no, like everything else, there was some really good stuff, and there was some stank weed that was being smoked today on the highway. Hey, man, you're on the radio.
No stems, no seeds.
What's your beer, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, there's nothing wrong with an ice cold Mickey's Big Mouth. And for my triple OGs out there, nothing wrong with a Crazy Horse or Cold Duck.
Ooh, some duck. Give me some duck.
Cold Duck. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your brew?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, just letting you know, back in the day, I used to do nothing but Guinness and Heineken. That's all I used to do.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I slip in a Zima.
We're not judging you.
I hear you. No, we can't. Is Zima still around, by the way?
No, it's called those Trulies. That's Truly has a place. Randy was talking about that. It's now the new Jack Zima are those Trulies, which everybody loves. But they are. I ran into Ricky Purcell, who works for United, when I was down in Jamaica. This is before it hit the fan with COVID.
Yeah.
He was saying you would not believe how much they're selling. I mean, all their – the seltzers just sell everything. Just killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking billions of cans now.
No, Mike.
It's unreal.
Because it crosses over. And, again, we think, oh, men drink the heavy beer.
Do what you do, man.
So, and I know the ladies love it. Ladies. Hey, man, thanks for participating. And it's National Beer Day. So, man, enjoy brew, all right?
Right.
And hopefully it's a Hey Man Ale. Today's show, protected by Mimecast. Nearly 40,000 organizations trust Mimecast to keep them safe from phishing, business compromise, email compromise, and risk of ransomware. Learn more at Mimecast.com. That's MIMECAST.com. Lots of conversation today about the Braves. Here's the one, though, Mike, as we talked about Mike Soroka being out a couple of weeks. Guy says, just when things start to maybe click for the Braves, we continue to get bad news. I don't know if this is good or how I should feel about it because Soroka was supposed to be back. Now they're pushing him back, and now we probably won't see him until mid-May, even later. That concerns me.
Okay.
Mm. That comes from Randy. Randy, thank you.
Right.
Listen, we just got to be – Mike, did I see your tweet where you said don't freak out? Don't freak out.
I said, look, feel free to freak out because people are going to freak out. But, I mean, look, one thing for certain, we've seen Snicker, as much as we thought he'd never be a great manager with this team, manage unbelievably well when they've had to go through a bunch of, let's be honest, trips from Gwinnett back to the ballpark and back. And hopefully this is just a hiccup. But I'd be lying if I didn't say when a guy is rehabbing something and another part of the body breaks down because some of your mechanics are not right. Right. I think we can all agree we've seen some of that in other sports, too.
No, no doubt about it. All right, man, let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat.
Thanks to our guest today, Connor Riley from Dog Nation, talking about the Dogs G-Day right around the corner next Saturday. And we'll talk to him again next week as we get ready for the spring game. Also, big shout out to Josh Andrews, our new offensive guard. Mike, for people who missed an interview, he said he's going to get an opportunity to rotate?
Yeah, I mean, well, start? Right now, I mean, just Gono, we're kind of thin at the guard position, but he's a 29-year-old who started 4 games for the Jets and feels he's going to have a good opportunity to compete for the job here.
All right, man. Tomorrow, guys, it's Thursday. Hey, Braves, by the way, are off, but they come home, and we'll dive a little bit deeper in to the Braves as they get ready for their home opener against Philadelphia on Friday, hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. We'll tell you what we've got cooking. Also, the Masters starts tomorrow. So
we'll give you updates. Right, right. We'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah, plenty to get to. So make sure you're here starting at 2 o'clock. Chris, great job today. Bo Morgan, executive producer. Hey, Hawks pregame, 7:30. Hawks tip at 8 o'clock. And Steve Holman will have the call for you, along with our own Mike Conti. All right, man. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Nike has suspended its deal with Deshaun Watson. They haven't cut ties, but they're just kind of putting a pause on it right now. This after we found out that Beats by Dre is going to end its sponsorship of Deshaun Watson, as the sexual assault and those allegations are still floating around down in Texas. Two women have now spoken to the media. There's calls now. I saw Florio on Pro Football Talk, Carl, saying that the NFL should throw him on the commissioner's exempt list. I think the NFL is waiting to see what the Houston Police Department does in their investigation, which they are not saying a thing about, which is probably a good thing. But this goes back to what I was saying a few weeks back. You know, just get it over with. I know that guys say you don't want to be sit there and get played and have somebody take advantage of you. But I just think, you know, once the word gets out, even if it's not true, man, you're in a tough, unwinnable position. I just want to see this guy get his wish, get out of Houston, get on with his life, but can't do any of that while this is hanging over his head.
You want to know why he is the GOAT? I'm talking about Nick Saban, because it's about adjusting. This week when Saban was asked about how good his defense was going to be, and we've always talked about elite defenses at Alabama, he says, we have a good defense. We gave up 19 points per game last year. That was first in the SEC. It's 6 points above what we feel is average, which is giving up 13 points per game. Then he went on to talk about how college football has changed. And Mike, what he basically said is, I knew as college football was changing, if I didn't change, I was going to die, meaning the game was going to pass him up. Mm. So he says now it's about Georgia offense. He says the game's different now. People score fast. The whole idea, right, like I grew up with, was you play good defense, you run the ball, and you control the vertical field position on special teams. He says, and you're going to win. He says, that's not how you win anymore. Mm. That's coming from Nick Saban. Georgia, I hope you're listening, because he's absolutely right. You can have a good defense, but you got to score points. If you love the show,
that doesn't challenge you won't change you. Sorry. I tell your friends.
If you don't.
John Fricke just stole your Tuborg gold.
An event like any other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.